Rutland and Stamford Sound, local news.
There's mixed fortunes at this year's Uppingham Christmas Fatstock Show. The tradition, which first started in 1889, is thought to be the oldest continually running show in temporary pens in a marketplace anywhere in the country. And today, farmers will sit down in the largest number at the Falcon Hotel after a busy morning in the town with their animals. Entries, though, are mixed this year, and it could be the cost of living and rising food prices that have had an effect. Chairman of the Fatstock Committee, Charlie Mason, says despite this, there'll be plenty for locals to see through the morning.
The sheep numbers are down and the pig numbers are down quite alarmingly. We've got 10 pigs, where we normally have between 20 and 30. I think we've got 140 sheep and we normally have 180 or 90. So, I don't know, I mean, maybe the sheep were a good price in the summer, so they got sold. Most of the pigs that come here are shown by, like, hobby pig keepers. So it could be, you know, the price of food has gone up alarmingly. So it could be that people decided this year the price of food that they wouldn't do it. But we've got a very, very good entry of cattle again. We had one of the highest entries for many years last year, and we've got a similar entry. I think 29 or 30 entered. And it is the cattle that are the sort of centrepiece of the show that most people come to watch.
Citizens Advice is in Langham for the next three Wednesdays. They funded the Rural Coffee Connect van for the coming year to continue its outreach into the Rutland community to help keep people in the county in touch with events, activities and support. After three Wednesdays in Ryle, they'll be outside Langham Village Hall from today. Susan Evans from Citizens Advice Rutland says they'll try and help anyone who comes along to see them and give them a free hot drink too.
There's a whole raft of things that Citizens Advice in Rutland can help with. So it's always worth either popping along to a location that we're visiting with Rural Coffee Connect or through our advice line. All the details are available through our website. There's the obvious cost of living information, anything to do with benefits, housing, employment, a whole raft of things. Always ask. And if we can't do it, we can always signpost on to people who can help.
There's a chance for people in Rutland with a learning disability to get their COVID and flu vaccinations in an environment to help them feel more comfortable this afternoon. A specialist pop-up clinic's taking place at Oakham Enterprise Park between 3 and 5 with staff who are trained in this area with longer appointment times to ensure it's a calming environment. They also say they'll tailor the service to individual needs, even administering the injections in people's cars if they prefer. It's a drop-in and no appointment is needed.
Rutland and Stamford Sound. Sport.
With Leicestershire Paving Company, give your family the garden they deserve. For your very own low-maintenance, family-friendly garden, call our design team today on 0116 478 1774.
In football last night, Peterborough lost 1-0 at Colchester in the league. Rutland and Stamford Sound News, I'm Rob Pisani.
A mild Wednesday here at Uppingham and across Rutland and Stamford. Highs today 10 Celsius, overnight lows of 10. The wind is about 20 miles an hour or so, not too bad. It's fairly cloudy but generally dry today. Tomorrow, highs of around 12 degrees Celsius with some bright spells. Also, there is a small chance of the odd shower over the next few days, but turning colder from Friday, highs of just 7 degrees, overnight lows of 2. Similar for the weekend.
Rutland and Stamford Sound. Weather with Newton Fallowwell, Stamford, Oakham and Bourne, offering free valuations 6 days a week. Call Oakham 335 005 today.